WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Another split vote at this week's Bryan City Council meeting approved the yearly contribution to the Research Valley Partnership. Al Sines, who voted against the $350,000 payment, says city staff can recruit major employers for less money, and the savings can be spent on capital improvement projects. Art Hughes voted to continue with the RVP, which is a joint effort with College Station, Brazos County, Texas A&M, Blinn College, and local businesses.
We've done the other. We've tried to do it without RVP, and we've failed miserably.
Supporters also cited the RVP in recruiting Axis Pipe and Tube Manufacturing to the Bio Corridor, and Suddenlink's recent announcement that BCS will be the first will be their first market to have gigabit high-speed internet. While energy prices are falling, those in local government continue to learn more about the rise in oil and gas exploration. College Station City Manager Kelly Templin thought he had a year to 18 months to prepare for the level of activity that's taking place now.
We're reviewing our oil and gas regulations right now. As a matter of fact, I've been through the second draft this week. So we're trying to modernize that so that we can have as little impact as entirely possible. We're working with a gentleman who has been in the oil and gas industry for 30-plus years, who's an expert in that regard.
Templin also says they're having to deal with city employees leaving for higher pay in the energy industry. That was one of the reasons there was a property tax increase this year in College Station. College Station School District voters have one contested race to decide in this year's election.
Michael Schaefer and Kimberly McAdams participated in last week's Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum. Among the questions was the changing demographics of CSISD based on the increase of number of students on free and reduced lunches. Schaefer's response to educating more low-income students.
It's kind of like the Army and military. You know, they're all at the end of the day, our job is educators, whether they're going to be into a vocational program or into a academic program. I think the same thing is on the educational, how we're going to teach those students.
McAdams says she's a big fan of the district's career and technology program.
We also have to continue to build a diverse workforce, which we do in College Station, you know, that looks a little bit more like our student body. And we also have some wonderful programs that support, one is our bilingual program that supports our ESL students in the district.
Comments from last week's forum are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The man in charge of the International Atomic Energy Agency spent 2 days this week on the Texas A&M campus before going to the United Nations. It's the first visit to a U.S. university by Director General Yukiya Amano.
IAEA, for example, bring the students in Kenya to your university. They are trained and go back to their country. It is not only in nuclear power, but in the efforts to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons. Training the inspectors is very important.
A&M is home to a pair of institutes dealing with nuclear power, and its relationship with the IAEA includes A&M School of Public Health and AgriLife Research. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 54 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Aggie fans, Slavacek sausage is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics and available all season long at Kyle Field. Slavacek uses the same great Czech recipe you've been used to for years and is made just down the road in Snook, Texas. Slavacek has been part of the Aggie community since 1957. So come see us at Kyle or look for us at your local HEB, Walmart, or Sam's Club. Slavacek sausage, proud to be the official sausage of the Aggies.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
Howdy, I am former Mayor Ben White, and I support Linda Harville for College Station City Council Place 5, along with my five former mayor colleagues. Linda has a strong commitment to neighborhood integrity and will manage our city's growth and infrastructure in a smart and sustainable manner, making sure that our existing neighborhoods aren't forgotten along the way. I encourage you to join me in voting for Linda Harville for College Station City Council, Place 5. We need her leadership and insight. Learn more at lindaharvilleforcouncil.com.
Paid for by the Linda Harville Campaign, Ben White Treasurer.
Did you know you can complete a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini master class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of classroom and online classes offered, the mini-mester doesn't even have to interrupt your break. You can take a class you need for your transcript, or simply learn something new. Get ahead, or catch up, with a mini-mester course at Blinn College. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Good morning, it's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Temperatures are beginning progressively cooler the closer we get to the weekend. It'll be partly to mostly sunny today with highs up around 80. Partly cloudy tonight, chance for a stray shower, 55. Sunshine tomorrow, highs will only be 70 to 75. Clear, cooler tomorrow night, down to 45. Lots of sun Saturday. If you're headed to the Aggies game, take a sweatshirt. It's going to be cool. High temperatures only peaking at 65 during Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Game 7 of the World Series last night. The Aggies gearing up for Louisiana Monroe in football on Saturday and an SEC title in the making. Could be tonight. We'll find out with Aggie soccer against Georgia. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you about 7:50.
Okay, the multiple sources saying Hillary Clinton shooting a new cover for Vogue magazine. Huh. Now, what has not been publicized nearly as much is that also she is set to appear in the Sports Illustrated pantsuit edition. A little Hillary humor for you there this morning. What? Okay, excuse me. They only do one other dress, you know, dressing type.
Yeah, we don't want to see that.
Okay, so there. I'd say that'd be a better case scenario.
Touche.
If you will.
Touche.
Well, I guess you heard that Anise Parker has decided to withdraw the subpoenas the city had issued.
Yes.
For the five local pastors. And, yeah. I guess you heard. You know, Huckabee got on his show on the Fox Network and asked people, and especially pastors, to send their Bibles and or sermons to her. Apparently she was inundated. So,
gosh, I hope so. I hope she
she was. Yeah, that's she was. The mayor's announcement.
Hopefully it was at her house.
Yeah. came amid an unabated firestorm, as the Houston Chronicle calls it, over the subpoenas, particularly among Christian conservatives and Republican politicians who blasted Parker for trying to silence the church. I did not know until I read this article. She has aspirations for statewide office. I'm thinking she might want to find something else to do. I mean, don't know. This will be remembered, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Next election, they're going to run her out of town on a rail.
I think they will. I believe, I don't know what the voter turnout was for the last mayoral race in Houston, but I imagine the numbers will be a little bit different.
Well, with the African-American support of those pastors that I saw anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's done.
Well, and again, and the profile of those people who do vote, because, yeah, I would say that the people feeling offended by this or angered by this would greatly outnumber the people who would support the mayor.
Oh, without question.
See how all that works out. They're already writing the commercials. All right, I don't know if you've heard about Ebola. I don't know, it's been some news account.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah. Okay. Some advertising claims from disinfectants Lysol and Clorox have come out, claiming that they can kill off the Ebola virus. The bottom line is neither product has been tested against a strain of Ebola. On its website, the folks at Lysol direct users to the CDC site on Ebola, saying the product meets the CDC criteria for disinfectant products with label claims for a non-enveloped virus, whatever that means. Over on the Clorox website, the company says, working with America Cares, we've shipped 12,000 bottles of Clorox regular bleach to healthcare workers in rural regions of West Africa.
So is this me just being persnickety, but are we trying really to advertise for Ebola? Is that what this is?
How so?
Is Clorox and Lysol going, hey, we're really awesome and we want to help, but make sure you know it's Clorox or Lysol.
Yeah, that's right. Make sure you know it's our product, because they didn't send them in plain, unmarked bottles, you can bet. And any of the video that they made available to the media.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Probably. Are they using this as an advertising venue? Really?
Product placement.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I'm in a doctatoriums yesterday, okay?
And the doctatoriums?
A doctatorium, and I heard the person asking the prospective patient. I was not there as a patient, but as the prospective patient about to go in to see the doctor. Have you been in touch with anyone from West Africa in the next 3 weeks?
That was the first question they asked me when I walked in the door. The very first question.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Which then I didn't let him ask another question. I said, no, I haven't been to Dallas either.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. All right. That's
I did think it was funny, though.
Yeah. We'll have some punkin' facts for you in a few minutes. 7:17.
Oh, thank heavens.
Yeah. Aggies playing ULM coming up this weekend. The folks over at Allen Honda have tickets. They're going to give away 3 pair of tickets tomorrow afternoon. Go by the dealership. Allen Honda, no purchase necessary, and you can sign up for that. There are 240 million 911 calls made in U.S. America each year.
Goodness.
240 million.
That doesn't surprise me.
Well, and again, but how many are
junk?
Yeah.
I'm guessing at least half.
That's right. I didn't get enough French fries in the drive-thru, whenever it happens to be. You hear this story, they had this morning. Well, and it kind of goes along with your commentary the first hour about candy and whether or not you should be giving that to kiddos. Car safety has become a weightier problem, so crash test dummies are packing on the pounds to help protect heavier Americans. The average dummy used in car crash tests currently weighs about 167 pounds.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, really. I know.
Is there anybody on this show that weighs 167 pounds?
Humanetics in Michigan, the maker of these U.S. dummies, now designing dummies that will weigh, you ready? 270 pounds. They're adding 110 on there.
That's a little big.
And there's nobody on this show who weighs 270 either. But anyhow. With a body mass index replacing them that would place them into the morbidly obese category, the change is critical to determine how best to improve safety for larger Americans in car crashes when most protective features are made for thinner people.
Yeah. Okay, so this is again for
people who are of what you want me to hit it?
You missed the opportunity. Yeah. I was a little disappointed.
Well, such a weighty issue. Why, it is. But I mean,
that was bad.
The other thing is, how many accidents occur because somebody's stomach is up against the steering wheel and they can't turn properly?
Well, it's because the stomach and the steering wheel is the famous bowl, and you can't be spilling that.
You can't be doing that. That's right. Either that or custom made. Taco Bell breakfast, right? Mm-hmm. That you can only order from the app. Saw a commercial for that yesterday.
App is so cool.
Yeah.
I haven't even done that yet.
Have you tried it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
I didn't want to put my credit card information in, so I didn't get to actually complete the order.
Oh.
But I got a little gift card that I can, for the gift card at the window, so I can put that into the app and then order next time.
Could I possibly delve into your personal life enough to ask, What sort of customized food that product did you
want to order.
I don't customize anything, but they will. I mean, you go to the add-ons, and they've got everything in their arsenal back there.
Really?
You could really make quite the creation.
And so build your own burrito?
You know what? If there's some pretty neat stuff and people start sharing stuff like that, that could be a pretty neat test lab for them.
So, in other words, you could actually get a breakfast product with guacamole on it.
I would imagine. I didn't try. That's the thing. I don't do the breakfast products.
What would be the problem with guacamole?
At that hour of the morning?
Yeah.
Creamy cilantro sauce?
Yeah.
That's a little much, but guacamole's fine.
Okay.
Avocado?
Are you sure it's not powdered with water added? I mean, I'm saying. Is it a guacamole-type paste? A guacamole-colored product?
Don't make fun of the tacatorium.
The leftover eggs with a little extra garlic and onion?
An avocado food product. Don't make fun of the tacatorium. Just saying. Don Dunbar out fishing in the waters of Nanus Bay in British Columbia. Encountered a young bald eagle struggling to swim back to land. Apparently, it had gotten into the water somehow. After some careful thought, he tried to figure out how he was going to be able to rescue the bird. He encouraged the eagle toward the boat. He was able to lift the eagle out of the cold water and put it into a fishing net. Eagle was clearly exhausted, and after a breather, started hopping around the boat, trying to spread its wings to dry, returned to shore. It became clear the young eagle was not able to fly, so he took it to a wildlife rescue center. Good for him. All
right. Have a healthy dose of freedom.
Yeah, there you go. But then took it over there again. Animal fact today, an X-ray on a sickly tortoise showed that something rather unusual was in its belly.
Yeah.
A tiny metallic turtle.
Yeah.
Lola the tortoise. Examined at a vet in Miami. Because Lola had some stomach problems for about a month and wasn't eating. The vet said he saw an X-ray, thought his staff was playing a joke on him when he saw it. But in fact, how do you do surgery on a turtle?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess
you start with a grinder.
Yeah, I know. But does that get out the Dremel?
Yeah, uh-huh. You're going through the side.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
Come on, everybody knows that. I have no idea. I'm just making this up.
I'm just saying we do kind of tend to get esoteric every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
Turtle surgery was not anything I thought we'd go to, though.
Place 6 on the College Station School Board, vote Michael Schaefer. Michael Schaefer, experienced, dedicated, educator, leader, and family man. Michael Schaefer, committed parent and fiscal conservative, puts the interest of the students first with a careful eye on the bottom line. With 21 years educator administrator experience and 20 years as a local business owner, Michael Schaefer has a great perspective into the public school system.
For dedicated, passionate, and experienced community leadership, I ask you to vote for me, Michael Schaefer, for College Station School Board. Play 6. Political ad paid for by Michael Schaefer, Cal McNeil, Treasurer.
Josh, what are you working on?
Shotgun shells and clay pigeons.
Did you forget we sell chocolates, not sporting goods?
No, these are chocolate shotgun shells and chocolate clay pigeons.
There's always something new at the Chocolate Gallery to suit your Texas style. Flavors like Chipotle smoked chocolate, habanero, and even Dr. Pepper. And yes, chocolate shotgun shells and clay pigeons that make great gifts and cake decorations too. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
It's the David Gardner Answer. Your question is, I need a piece of jewelry for a special person for a special time, and David Gardner's has the solution for you. Maybe something that David or one of his staff has created, because the entire creation process and manufacture process happens right there at 911 University Drive, because if you go in, you can see the table where they start the draft work, and the foundry is in the back where they can throw the metal part of the jewelry, and then, of course, the jeweler's bench out there. But the entire creative process can and does happen right there on a regular basis with David Gardner's. Now, because David's been doing that for about 35 years, he's done a whole lot of different types of things and can take a previous David Gardner creation and customize it, or they can come up with something absolutely different. Now, if jewelry shopping is not an everyday occurrence for you or every month, or you only go in once a year, they understand that. Be glad to show you the new products that they've got and some kind of neat innovations in jewelry, just like anything else that they'd be glad to show you and share with you. So stop in and see them. Don't forget they're an authorized Rolex dealer, and they have authorized Rolex service, which, by the way, doubles the length of your warranty, too. That's David Gardner's 911 University.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. and a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day, littered cigarette butts. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at RethinkButts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
The Caldwell Country family has so many customers in the Bryan-College Station area that it only made sense to add another avenue for you to get great service. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube is now open. From oil changes to engine jobs, you'll find the same great service from the same great people just closer to home. They've brought Caldwell Country's great service closer to home in Bryan-College Station. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube, open 6 days a week next to Wendy's just off Texas Avenue on East Southwest Parkway.
Good morning, it's 7:26, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, they've just jacked up the chance of rain for tonight to 40%. See how that works out. 79 for our high temperature today under sunny skies. Winds out of the east at about 5. 56 for the low tonight. Then after that, tomorrow our high will be 62. The low on Friday night is 44. And then on Saturday, we're only going to get up to 64 degrees, but there'll be plenty of sunshine. 43 will be our low temperature on Saturday night, 43. About 72 on Sunday. And then we start to warm up a little bit. Monday, we're going to be back up to about 78 degrees, but a little cool, and that's kind of pleasant. I think we're all looking forward to that. Right now, the winds are out of the east at 5, 87% relative humidity, fair skies. And we have 56 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Following a drug conviction in 1997, Luis Enrique Bracamonte was deported from Arizona to Mexico. 4 years later, he was arrested in the U.S. and once again deported. This week, Mr. Bracamonte went on a murder spree. Police say he shot and killed two California sheriff's deputies, one seriously injured, the other also injured. There are multiple crime scenes. In a Sacramento motel parking lot, Deputy Danny Oliver was killed with a rifle at close range, shot in the forehead as he investigated a suspicious car. Officer Anthony Holis, shot in the head during an attempted carjacking, is in fair condition. About 30 miles north of that crime scene and several others along the way, two other officers were shot as they approached a stolen pickup truck. Detective Michael David Davis Jr. was killed. A gunman fled to a home where the cops used tear gas to force him out. President Obama's Homeland Security Agency claims the borders are secure, but they're not. Mr. Bracamonte can thank our porous borders for easy entry to America multiple times. He can also thank La Raza and the Democrat Party for eroding respect for the immigration laws, which might as well be non-existent. Illegal immigrants pour in by the tens of thousands to benefits, welcome mats, and an invitation to break additional laws without serious consequence. And special thanks to Barack Hussein Oh, who even now is planning to ignore the Constitution and grant amnesty to thousands more. How many are like this guy, I wonder?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
It's going to happen to somebody else, not me. That's what Adrian used to think about identity theft before he tried to buy a new car and the dealer ran his credit. He was shocked to learn someone racked up $15,000 on his credit card and bought a timeshare in his name. This prompted Adrian to become a member of LifeLock, the industry leader in theft protection. And since Adrian signed up, LifeLock's gotten even better. The new LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides protection for your identity, bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. No one can stop all identity theft, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Protect yourself now. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush or call and use promo code RUSH and save 10%. The number is 1-800-440-2810. That's 800-440-2810. Network does not cover all transactions.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bianski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bianski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Local governments are monitoring the level of oil and gas exploration while energy prices are falling. College Station City Manager Kelly Templin says internal discussion continues about when exploration starts slowing down.
Found a couple of papers on that as to when that would start to curtail exploration in the Eagle Ford. We're sort of at the very northern tail end of the Eagle Ford here in Brazos County, but I don't know. That's something I need to learn more about, and what I probably ought to do is have a discussion with Representative Flores about that to get his perspective on it. But I want a perfect medium where they're not hiring my people away in droves.
Templin also says he's through a second draft of possible changes in city regulations related to drilling oil and gas wells inside College Station. The Bryan City Council's renewal of contracting economic development services with the Research Valley Partnership came on a 3-2 vote. Mayor Jason Bianski, who was once employed in economic development with the city, applauded the RVP work with both cities, Texas A&M, Blinn, and private sector employers.
They've had a banner year just in everything going on in the bio corridor and, you know, Access Pipe and Tube and the Texas Triangle Park. And that also includes some of the other businesses that have located in some of our other business and industrial parks that are soon to be filled.
Al Sines and Rafael Pena voted against the $350,000 payment. Sines says the city can recruit on its own at a reduced cost and spend the savings on capital improvement projects.
And we're fooling ourselves in thinking that we have to pay somebody else to do a better job than what we can do for ourselves. And I know that there's a lot of motivated people on staff and surely here on council, if given the opportunity, could pick out winners and losers better than some other entity can.
Bianski was joined by Art Hughes and Ann Horton in renewing the RVP contract. Houston Mayor Anise Parker has withdrawn her subpoenas against five clergy members in an ongoing lawsuit over petition signatures that targeted her equal rights ordinance. The ordinance is attempting to add the LGBT community into its anti-discrimination policy.
I did it because it was not serving Houston. It was not serving our goal in defending the lawsuit, and it was dragging the city of Houston and the citizens of Houston into a debate that I didn't intend for them to have.
Hundreds of Bibles have been sent to Parker's office from across the country, and police will distribute those throughout the community. What can local school boards do about regulations from Washington and Austin? That was among the questions asked of those running in contested races for College Station School Board during last week's Candidates Forum.
Kimberly McAdams brought up College Station as one of 22 districts statewide chosen to participate in a consortium of high-performing schools.
It was actually put in place to come up with a different accountability system that helped look at ways, how do we measure success of our students and how do we measure success of our district besides just a test that's taken on, you know, 1 or 2 days in the spring, because our board really believes that it, you know, there's a lot more to the success of our district than just those test scores.
Michael Schaefer says he dealt with mandates during a 21-year career at Blinn College.
I do realize that not every student learns the same, and so we're going to have to work together as a group. I don't think it's a problem that the administration can solve by itself. I think it's going to take the parents of the district, the school board members, everybody to lobby Austin and our federal legislators and let them know that, you know, one size not fits all in regards to testing.
Online at WTAW.com, you can hear comments from last week's Chamber of Commerce Forum. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
How nuclear medicine is being used at Texas A&M was one of the things observed during a campus visit this week by the Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Yukiya Amano spent 2 days here before making an annual address to the United Nations General Assembly.
I would like to appeal to the leaders of the world and Secretary General that science and technology must be a part of the development.
For nearly 50 years, the IAEA has promoted the peaceful use of nuclear technologies. At A&M, his stops included the Vet School's Diagnostic Imaging and Cancer Treatment Center.
This is the first time that I saw the PET is used for the diagnosis of horse and big animals. I haven't imagined it, but in Texas, everything is big.
He also visited an AgriLife Research Center where electron beam technologies are used to improve food safety. A McLennan County man who won a new trial on murder charges then admitted to killing his two stepsons in a 1986 fire has been moved to a halfway house in El Paso. The Waco Tribune-Herald reports 62-year-old Edward Graff Jr. left a Huntsville prison yesterday after serving enough time to become eligible for release. In Bastrop County, the sheriff's office has arrested five people on charges of shooting at vehicles and businesses on more than 130 occasions. 15 of the reports involve pellet guns shooting out windows. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 54 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important. And is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Tim, everywhere I turn at Tom Light Chevrolet, I see pink. Pink shirts, pink hats, and pink ribbons.
That's right, Bubba. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we're doing our part to support the cause, from a local walk-a-thon to donations with each new Chevrolet sold.
It's the perfect time to wear pink and a better time to save on a new Chevrolet. With each new Chevy sold, we'll make a donation to breast cancer research and you'll receive our TLC package. 2 years of scheduled maintenance at no extra cost, a free car wash, and a loaner car with service. All this with any purchase of a new 2014 or 2015 Chevy from Tom Light Chevrolet.
For worry-free ownership and TLC for your car, come by Tom Light Chevrolet. Now, Bubba, we need to talk about that pink hat.
Whoa, nobody touches the pink hat.
Join us to support the cause, Breast Cancer Awareness Month at Tom Light Chevrolet, on North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, online at tomlight.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
See dealer for TLC package details.
Hi, I'm Red Cashin. Bryan College Station has been my lifelong home. I care about this community, and that's why I'm asking you to vote for Julie Merrifield Schultz and re-elect her to the position of College Station City Council, Place 5. I believe Julie has done a remarkable job of uniting our community, creating responsible budgets, improving our great quality of life, and ensuring our community continues to grow one first down at a time.
Political ad paid for by Julie Schultz.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Did you know that the lack of roof maintenance is one of the leading reasons manufacturers deny roof claims? Even roofs with as little as 3 years of age need maintenance and may be required to validate manufacturer's warranties. That's why we offer the Overhead Care Club, our roof maintenance program. It comes with an annual 17-point roof inspection, roof debris removal, gutter cleaning, and much more. Call today and ask about our Overhead Care Club.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
Here they go again. That same small, self-appointed group and their backward-thinking cronies are trying to hold Bryan back. On the November 4th ballot, you'll see their latest attempt to smother economic growth in the form of three proposed charter amendments. Don't be fooled by harmless-sounding ballot language. Charter Amendments 1, 2, and 3 would have disastrous long-term consequences for the city we love. The Eagle calls these proposals vague, unworkable, and possibly unconstitutional. But you can help protect Bryan. On Election Day, don't let these extremists destroy Bryan's future by handcuffing our city leaders. Vote no on City Charter Amendments 1, 2, and 3, and let our city council do the job you elected them to do. Early voting continues through October 31st, and Election Day is Tuesday, November 4th. Learn more about these ridiculous proposals at protectbryan.com.
Paid political ad by the Texas Association of Realtors issues mobilization back.
Let's do some weather at 7:40. And the weather is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way With the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We're headed into November this weekend, and by Saturday, it's going to start to feel like November. We'll have sunshine today with highs close to 80. Partly cloudy tonight, there is the chance for a stray shower, 55. For tomorrow, Halloween, lots of sun, 70 to 75. Clear and cool tomorrow night, those will drop down to 45. Now, Saturday, we'll have plenty of sunshine, but temperatures are going to continue to cool off. Highs on Saturday, only near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
They know that they got to step up their game and that they're competing for the pride and competing for Texas A&M.
That's offensive coordinator Jake Spavital. We'll hear from both him and defensive coordinator Mark Snyder. We also got an update on the World Series. It was last night, of course. And Aggie soccer playing for the SEC title tonight at Ellis Field. All that and more in sports in about 10 minutes.
There you go. Okay, and now...
Yes?
Because tomorrow is Halloween. It's...
Bonanza?
Time for Pumpkin Facts. No, I just thought that'd be good music.
Oh, okay. Like,
Pumpkin Facts. Because how did we get the name Pumpkin? Do you know?
No.
You don't. Well, I'm glad you asked because I've got the answer for you. And after that, our next story is going to be five things you're doing wrong in the bathroom. So
Scott, how did the pumpkin get its name?
Well, thanks. I'm glad you asked, Kevin, because the pumpkin originated from the Greek word for large melon, which is peepone.
Oh.
Okay? All right. Peepone was then nasalized by the French to pon-pon. Which makes me wonder what that mustard must be like. Pon-pon. Then the English changed pon-pon to poupillon. Okay. And then the American colonists changed poupillon to pumpkin. And now we've changed pumpkin to punkin, right? So, there you go. Fascinating, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, right.
I was trying to think of that insult dog comic, Conan's little...
I've never seen that show.
Never. Okay, never mind.
Native Americans dried strips of pumpkin and wove them into mats. They also roasted long strips of pumpkin on the open fire to eat them. The origin of the pumpkin pie occurred when colonists sliced off the pumpkin top, removed the seeds, and filled the inside with milk, spices, and honey.
Mmm.
That's interesting. And then the pumpkin was baked in hot ashes. So that's how we got pumpkin pie.
Interesting.
I'll be darned.
But you think about that. I mean, and you did, because pumpkin is just a...
No, I mean,
you think about what did they do to add flavor to it? Because pumpkin's a gourd. I mean, yeah. It doesn't have any flavor in and of itself. Who was the one who thought about putting the cinnamon in there? Because that's what changes the taste
who
of it,
knows?
Right?
Who knows?
That's right.
Yeah, pumpkin flavor is pretty much everything but the pumpkin.
Yes, it's whatever. It's a carrier. It's just whatever you happen to have there. Just whatever you happen to have. All right, here we go. It's... five things you're doing wrong in the bathroom.
Oh, goody.
Well, there's
That's
a time
not
where you need to know this kind of thing. Number one, you are not washing your toothbrush. The average toothbrush contains 10 million germs, including E. coli. And once a week, you should microwave your toothbrush.
Really?
For 10 seconds.
Unless it's an electric guy, don't do that.
Probably not a good idea. Exactly. But just take that.
Oh, wait a minute. It'll recharge it just like your iPhone.
That's right. It would. It'd be perfect. You're flushing the toilet with the lid up, aren't you?
Yeah, you got to shut that lid.
All right. If you do that, then that, because what happens is it sprays bacteria everywhere.
This is not where I thought this was going.
Oh, see? I know. That's right. You're drying yourself off too vigorously. Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
Dab.
That's right. Rubbing yourself with a dry towel can make skin that's already dry worse.
So pre-wet that towel.
That's it. It'd be perfect, right. And could exacerbate other skin issues. So
oh,
just kind of
good heavens.
Yeah, Kevin?
Look, I'm fat. It would take 3 days to dry me off dab at a time.
Just go jump into a freshly made bed.
Come on.
Roll around.
Or you could microwave yourself.
There you go. There you go.
Take your toothbrush with you. Go to the microwave. Everything will be fine.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, we go. Using antibacterial soap.
Not a problem.
Which carries the risk of creating antibiotic resistant bacteria.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're all going to die.
I just used like Irish Spring or something.
And then get this. You are developing deodorant immunity.
What?
Over time, when you use the same deodorant, it stops working. So try switching every once in a while.
Nah.
You might ask a friend.
I disagree.
No?
No, I think mine's pretty successful. I don't use antiperspirant.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I just convinced myself I never need to use that.
Yeah, right.
And so I've been stuck on Old Spice. I'll change maybe the scent, but I think it's the same basic properties.
Hello? Well, you got to wait on us. We're going to be there in a minute. Yeah. But that is interesting. You're right. And if you don't want to use antiperspirants, that's getting harder and harder and harder
it
to find.
It is tough.
And there are a lot of people who just don't like it. And I'm one of them, too. I do not like that, aluminum chlorhydrate or whatever
sure.
it happens to be. You know, I don't know that that's necessarily good for you. Not saying I'm a health nut, okay?
No.
I'm just saying.
It's odd what I choose to glom onto for my
yeah.
health choices.
Yeah.
I'm going to go have me some Taco Bell and not use any perspirant.
Perfect. Yeah, those are just the perfect choices. Hello?
Good morning.
Hey.
Wanted to offer you a tip. Don't have anything funny to offer, but if you want to get around doing something ridiculous like microwaving your toothbrush, you just store it upside down in a cup of mouthwash.
Oh, good idea.
Well,
very
smart.
Good. Thank you. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah. If you're not supposed to use a dry towel, why don't we just strip down at the car wash and use a chamois?
Be perfect, wouldn't it? Just all you have to do is splay yourself out on the top of your car as you go through.
Where's Vince with that ShamWow?
Yeah. That's it. Now, you see, that's all right. There's a market here.
Uh-huh.
A body-sized ShamWow.
Or just the rollers, so instead of a door to your shower, you just walk through the...
Get some kind of auto buffer, my heavens.
Feel like the awesomest, wouldn't it? That's outstanding. Hello?
You can tell people they can buy deodorant without the antiperspirant. I have Arm & Hammer, and it's great.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Some people use crystals, right?
Do they?
Yeah, yeah, there's a
yes,
crystal.
Yes, I've heard that.
Yeah, there's a crystal.
Take like that a thing. Geode?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, no, not
I'm not
going to
stick rocks under my arms.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, you're going to start the day by taking a crystal and rubbing that under your arms. Okay, go for that. Let me know how that works out for you.
Sort of
run.
New age hippie.
Yeah.
University Pediatric Association. An annual well check is much more than just keeping vaccinations up to date and charting height and weight. A thorough physical exam every year is the best way to ensure the health and happiness of your child. After a child enters kindergarten, they may not need another vaccination until the sixth grade, and that makes it easier for parents to put off the annual appointment. But children develop quickly during these years, and understanding the effects of individual risk factors like stress, sleep habits, and lifestyle choices is critical to a child's overall health, both physical and emotional. The annual well check is the best time to discuss these things with your child's pediatrician. At UPA, an annual well check includes a vision screening that can detect problems in the eyes before a child's vision is threatened. And we'll perform other tests as needed so you'll always know what's best for your family. For more information on well checks, click on upadocs.com. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Blended families are nothing new, but that doesn't mean it's easy to bring together two broken families to make a new one. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I'd suggest that patience is what's needed most when blending two families. Don't expect to become the Brady Bunch overnight. Developing relationships between new siblings and step-parents takes time, and lots of it, even under the most ideal circumstances. Another thing that takes time, especially for children, is grieving the loss of their original family. They'll wish they could have their old way of life back, their old house, and their old neighborhood. So be understanding and give them time to work through those emotions. Also, it's not a good idea to force your stepchildren to call you Mom or dad. If that's going to happen, it'll have to evolve gradually as your relationship develops and as the child feels more comfortable. Finally, start building a history together. Part of what makes a family feel like a family comes from common experiences and shared memories. So start looking for ways to build a sense of us and we among the members of your household. Plan trips, play games, establish holiday traditions. Take lots of pictures. And especially for the kids' sake, don't try to erase memories of the old family. Just work really hard to build a new one. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Move quickly because the tide is turning. Solar power is becoming a threat to big energy profits. In fact, some power companies are even pushing for extra fees to make up for lost revenue. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Energy prices are expected to increase by as much as 40% in the near future. Go solar now with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. You can afford it because we finance. Get your government money and save big every month. Big Energy is getting nervous and the door of opportunity is about to slam shut. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It's 7:50. That little old game seven of the World Series was last night.
Madison Bumgarner trying to wrap up this World Series for the Giants. He's ready. He throws. Swing and a pop-up. Side the ball, down the line, in foul ground. He's got plenty of room, and he's got it! And the Giants have won. They have won the World Series for the third time in 5 years.
Madison Bumgarner capped his World Series MVP performance by allowing just two hits over five shutout innings of relief to help the San Francisco Giants complete the 3-2 victory over the Kansas City Royals in Game 7. Bumgarner was 2-0 with one save over the course of the series. We'll hop over to Aggie football, where they're getting ready for Louisiana Monroe, and Coach Snyder was very philosophic when it came to thinking about way to put the team together for this next game.
Football is the greatest game known to mankind because it's not an individual sport. It's 11 people having to play as one heartbeat.
Right.
And that's the whole thing for us. The system is what it is. It's proven. It's won national championships. We just have to do it better, and we have to coach it better.
And speaking of national championships, with the release of the top four teams, A&M obviously not in that, Coach Jake Spavital, the offensive coordinator, was asked what the team is actually still playing for and if they knew.
They know what they need to play for, you know, especially with the bowl seedings and just to get back into the top 25 and just get talked about and get back into the hype of the bowl system and where we can go. So, you know, the kids know what's at stake and just the opportunity to go out there and play in these venues as well and be on national TV each week. They know that they got to step up their game and that they're competing for the pride and competing for Texas A&M.
We start our Aggie football game day broadcast live from the Fan Zone. It's exclusive from there starting at 8 a.m. Pre-game is then at 10 o'clock with Dave South and Dave Elmendorf. And the kickoff against ULM is at 11, all on 1620 a.m. As has become accustomed, the SEC regular season soccer title will come down to the final day with Texas A&M's match against the Georgia Bulldogs tonight at Ellis Field playing a pivotal role in deciding the title holder. The Aggies enter the regular season finale with a one-point lead over Florida in the SEC standings, and A&M head soccer coach G. Guerrieri likes that his squad's still in the driver's seat for the championship.
To have the opportunity to go into the last week in first place all alone is something that these team has worked hard for. Our players are really excited about. Would we have liked to have won it like 3 weeks ago? Of course, but this is a great opportunity to do it on senior night. Could be really special as well.
So if Florida loses, the Aggies would win the SEC regular season title outright, regardless of what happens in their game tonight against Georgia. And if A&M loses, it's a shared title as well. Over now to the NFL, where Dallas owner Jerry Jones says quarterback Tony Romo's status could be a game-time decision against the Arizona Cardinals this Sunday, as he's coming off his third back injury in 18 months. Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett echoed his owner's sentiments.
We'll take it day by day and just see how he does. You know, today's going to be more of a jog through practice for us, so don't anticipate him doing a whole lot. But as the week goes on, hopefully he progresses and can handle the pain and can function.
Jones said on his radio show that Romo's injury would not be season-ending. However, the Cowboys have put linebacker Justin Durant on season-ending IR with a torn arm muscle that he suffered in Monday's loss against Washington. University of Georgia has been told by the NCAA that running back Todd Gurley must sit out until November 15th for accepting more than $3,000 for autographed memorabilia and other items over the last 2 years. Gurley missed the last two games while the school investigated the allegations of improper benefits. The school says it will, however, appeal the ruling. In the NBA, Dwight Howard had 22 points and the Rockets beat the Utah Jazz 104-93. And finally, Dallas area quarterback who is orally committed to Texas A&M University is set to play with the U.S. against Canada in the 5th annual International Bowl. It's a high school football all-star game that happens early next year. Allen High School's Kyler Murray is on the under-19 U.S. roster for the game at Maverick Stadium in Arlington in February. And he's joined by his Allen receiver, Jalen Guyton. And that has been a look at your sports brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. For living assistance, caregivers specializing in memory care, visit visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank.
That's right. Brenham National Bank was chartered in 1933, and we have been serving our neighbors generation after generation for over 80 years. Wouldn't you rather bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Why wait for high-speed fiber to reach your business? At Aggieland Business Park, the wait is over. Right now, your business can join high-tech companies at the park, transferring gigabyte-sized files at the speed of light. Located just a mile past the airport on FM 60, a customized facility at Aggieland Business Park puts you at the heart of the biotech revolution. So don't wait for high-speed fiber to reach your business. Click on AggielandBusinessPark.com today or call Jim Jett at 571-4341. That's 571-4341.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know that October is National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6. Beautiful.
Luis Garcia is running for Justice of the Peace Precinct 4. Since he has 8 years of experience as a constable, he knows it's important for the two positions to maintain a professional working relationship with no personal matters weighing them down. Experience, maturity, and a deep commitment to the community make Luis Garcia your best decision for Justice of the Peace Precinct 4. Look for Luis. Timeless commitment. Proven leadership.
Paid for by Luis Garcia campaign, Johnny Yepes, treasurer.
Cartel violence, attacks on Border Patrol agents, drug runners. They threaten our way of life and terrorize law-abiding Texans. Barack Obama won't secure the border, but Greg Abbott will. As governor, Greg Abbott's mission is to keep Texans safe. His plan will double the funds for the Texas Department of Public Safety for border security. Abbott will secure the border by hiring 500 more state troopers, with added surveillance in the air and on water. And Greg Abbott's plan will increase funds for the Border Prosecution Unit.
Please welcome the man I am proud to call my dad, Attorney General Greg Abbott.
Together we can secure our border, keeping Texans safe from drug cartels and gangs that are importing crime to our state. I will never stop fighting. And that's why I'm asking you to elect me as your next governor.
Political ad paid for by Texans for Greg Abbott.
About a minute till Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Okay, here's one they talk about in the squad room. 37-year-old Kerry Gibson was pulled over by the Gorham police up in Maine in the middle of the night for suspected DUI. Police say she was dressed from head to toe in your frilly white Hello Kitty paraphernalia, including the face mask. Police say they asked her to take a breathalyzer. She refused, immediately taken into custody. She had to remove the mask for her mugshot, but the frilly pink dress is still there. So you've got a priceless photo if you want to see that on, I'm sure, what, mugshots.com, whatever it's called. Going to be kind of nice weather if you like cool stuff. High temperature today, about 79, 56 for a low tonight with a 40% chance of rain. 57 now. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station Bryan, it's 8 o'clock.